We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
The hottest next tape you'll find online. Next all day. We bleed blue and orange. This is Knicks Fan TV, your one-stop shop for the ultimate New York Knicks fan experience. News, rumors, debates, post-game live streams featuring live callers.
Let's go Knicks, baby!
And now, your host, CP, the NY Fanatic.
All right, here we go. Wasn't expecting the music tonight, I'm not going to lie to you. But these Knicks in the fourth quarter, down by 13 with 6.5 left, would make a game out of this thing because they were out-hustled and out-muscled all night against this Grizzlies team. But Julius starts coming alive. IQ starts coming alive. Alec Burks with clutch contributions off the bench would bring these Knicks back into this thing. But it was the clutch play of Broadway Barrett, a.k.a. the Nine God, continuing his hot streak. R.J. Barrett would hit three clutch free throws to make this a game. And ultimately would tie it in the fourth quarter with a clutch layup on Ja Morant. Just an outstanding performance by RJ. Absolutely outstanding performance by RJ. And in overtime, listen, man, these boys would not look back. Like I said, the same cast of characters. Thibodeau left the same lineup in there. Swapped out Taj for Noel. And it was RJ. It was Julius, it was Burks IQ that would deliver this team to a 133-129 victory over the Memphis Grizzlies. Big win, much needed win. Man, I wasn't expecting to hear that tonight. Salute to everybody in the chat once again. Hit that thumbs up button for you boys. Clutch win. This is Knicks Post Game Live presented by Manscaped. CP the franchise, Ashley Moore, CK2K in the building. Welcome back, Ashley.
Thank you.
Since you're back, you might as well kick us off because it was the play. I mean, these guys were stuck in the mud, dead in the water for 3.5 quarters. You know, just absolutely lifeless, outplayed from beginning to end by this Memphis team, R.J. Barrett. R.J. Barrett came up big for us. Talk about R.J. tonight.
Yep, huge win. And it's funny because I think the last time we talked with Ashley, she was talking about how she didn't care about no first half. It's how we close the game. Yeah. And just like you mentioned, Knicks were trashing to begin this game. But how do we close the game? The right way. They knew she was going to be on the show tonight, and they delivered. R.J. Barrett did his thing tonight. I was getting a little worried because they were going away from a little bit, but Alec Burks is doing what he needed to do. But like you said, Emmanuel quickly providing off the bench. Elf was shelved, even though he was giving us a solid 9 points tonight. It was a great comeback win. It was nice to see us steal a win for once after the last few games that we've had. So it was nice.
Absolutely, because they were taking that game from us. I wrote them off, bro. I'm not going to lie. At that 6-minute mark, I wrote on Twitter, I said, listen, you know, there's very few losses during the season for this team that were due to lack of effort, and I thought this one was headed that way. Because, the Memphis Grizzlies were just outplaying them. They were more physical. They were on the glass. They were on the boards. They were getting out in transition. They were just running us out the gym. But give credit to the Knicks because they stuck to it. And New York grit, as you said, Ash, it was New York grit. And like I said, it was RJ, man. RJ once again continuing his hot performance. When we needed him the most, he delivered. And that was big for him. Talk about RJ tonight.
Listen, I had to cut my short trip in Costa Rica because I saw the losses just kept coming in. I said, no, I can't extend this trip, although I want to. I got to get back because my Knicks need me. But look, I always say basketball, it's not how you start. It's how you finish. It is a game of runs, and it is a game of possessions. Shout out to the bench tonight, Rose, Quickly, yeah. Burks. They held it down until Randall and RJ could really get going. They had a rough first half. And notice how I said Rose, Quickly, Burks. I did not mention Peyton's name. Yeah. He is irrelevant in my conversation tonight in any aspect. So we're going to push that to the side. But RJ, you know, came through in the RJ way, my nine god. And I was ready to go in on him if we lost this game. So it's not that I'm biased. I just give credit where credit is due. I mean, 20 points from him tonight, 50% from the three-point line, 53% from field goal. It's just out of control. He just knows how to come up big in the right moments. And listen, even though Julius Randle's game was like a roller coaster tonight, and he did some things that just made me want to shake him, he still had a triple-double tonight.
Still had a frustrating triple-double for Julius, for sure.
Gotta give Julius Randle some props. Although it was a very up-and-down triple-double earning tonight, he still put up the numbers. And the New York Grits, baby, we did this. I'm proud.
Big time. Big time. Big performance. And, you know, it just seemed like coming into this game, it was like a continuation of the Boston game. Just looked like fatigue had set in. They were a step slow on both ends. Offensively, just no continuity. I mean, Julius didn't score his first points until 3 minutes left in the third. You know, RJ got off to a slow start. I don't think he scored his first points until late in the second quarter, almost halftime. Yeah. And so, you know, the two of them just didn't have it going. Those are your two guns. If they don't have it going, this team is not going to do much. Thankfully, you have D. Rose, your most important point guard on the team. But like I said, it's just a matter of, you know, how do you allocate his minutes where he's most effective. But he gave us 13 first half points, and I thought that was big. Nevertheless, they still found themselves down by as much as 17. Down by 13 going into the fourth quarter. Like I said, I thought they were done. But give credit to Tibbs. He made the adjustments. He went to IQ. He went to D-Rose for a bit. Then he went IQ. He went back to Burks as his backup point. He went to Burks as the point. RJ, Julius, had Taj. Taj ended up fouling out and then went to Noel, and he stuck with that lineup into overtime. And give credit. Those are the guys that delivered for us. Burks with 20 points, 16 in the fourth in overtime. IQ another 20 points. Julius 15-point triple-double. But again, you know, RJ's performance, just not letting, you know, Dylan Brooks get him out of his game, because Dylan Brooks was trash talking all day and trying to play him tough. RJ hung with it. And yeah, it was 20 points, but like I said, three free throws in the fourth. The game-tying drive into end regulation on John Morant, which was easy money because he saw it. He saw the green light as soon as they got the rebound off the, I think it was a Valanciunas miss. RJ saw it. A Valanciunas had missed that second free throw, and RJ saw green. Took John Morant to the cup, ends up tying it, and then a big three in overtime. So, well deserved. They took it, and they earned a victory, 133-129.
Yeah, definitely. And, I mean, it's important also. RJ was just so impressive because it's easy to get inside your own head when you're in the middle of a game and shots just are not falling and you're not playing to the standard that you set for yourself, that your teammates have for you, that the fans have for you, that your coach has for you. It's easy to get into a slump, and it's easy to let that affect your entire performance within a game. And RJ just proves time and time again, whether it's the bounce back from the previous game or even what he does in the actual game, that he's built for New York, that he's built for these big moments.
Mental
he
toughness.
Has this ability that, you know, that we've seen progress from last season to this season. to just kind of settle himself down and get out of his own way and take it play by play and have the game slow down and allow it to come to him to where that he can really start producing and being a contributing factor on that court. And we saw it because the RJ that started the game was not the RJ that ended the game. And yeah, it's just really amazing to see someone so young have that mental toughness to bring themselves back to where they need to
True
be
story.
To help the team win.
Yeah,
and that's my favorite thing about RJ Barrett, man. It's like first half, second half, you know, it's like that LeBron James meme where he got the cigarette and the do-rags. Like RJ don't care what Facts. Quarter it is. He don't care how he's shooting. You know that RJ Barrett is there for the action at any point. And, yeah, even though he had a bad first half, he got the sleepy eyes. Like, he ain't even remember how that – the amnesia that he don't even remember how that first half went, because second half he just was a completely different monster. And if you look at this not watching the game, you're seeing that he still shot 54% from the field. He was 2-for-4 from the three-point line. Like, he still did what he needed to do out there because, you know, he knows how to – he understands how to control the game, how to play at his pace.
Yep.
And the game is not over because his shot is not falling to begin with. And
big time.
20 years old, and he has that kind of IQ, that kind of grit, you know what I'm saying, that kind of want, that dog in him. And it's just so – it's been great to watch. I'm just so excited for this kid. And then going up against Mr. Number 2 overall pick, John Morant.
Number 2 versus number 3, man. You know he had that chip on his shoulder, definitely.
Speaking of the dog and – in the words of the late, great DMX, this one goes to RJ. Yes. Every dog needs a bone, that's for sure. And RJ definitely got his bone tonight. And it was great to see, you know, the trials and tribulations of RJ Barrett unfold and him to come out on the winning ends of that conversation.
Big time. And as you said, CK, the hot shooting streak, you know, coming into this game, he was 16-22 from downtown in his last six. Tack on another 2-for-4 tonight. So that's 18-26. In his last seven games now, the shooting is coming along, man. The shooting is coming along nicely. And as Burks had it cooking in overtime, give him credit, he was doing his thing. I yelled at the TV. I said, "Don't forget about number 9," because Burks and Randall were trying to take it. I said, "Don't forget about RJ." And at that split second, Julius finds RJ for the elbow three, and that was as clutch to me as the three free throws to tie it in regulation. The three-pointer that he hit in overtime was major. Absolutely major.
Huge.
Yeah, man. And you know, give credit to Julius, Ash. As we said, it was an ugly triple-double.
Yeah.
You know, the Grizzlies were doubling him the whole game. I don't know if it's the leg injury or just fatigue, but he just seems to be a step slower than, you know, pre-All-Star Julius. But he gutted it out. You know, he made the right passes when he needed to in crunch time. And he got the job done for us. So give credit to Julius for gutting this one out, too.
And that's all you can ask. You know, unfortunately, it's just the nature of the beast, right? When you go so hard body and you're full throttle for, you know, the first half of the season, after the All-Star, you can expect that you slow down a little bit. But that's why it's important to have depth. And that's why it's important to have players like RJ Barrett, like Derrick Rose, like Quickly, like Burks, who went – you know, Randall's not playing his best maybe throughout the totality of a game, that they can pick up the slack, that the bench can carry, that your Robin, in this case, RJ Barrett, can, you know, help Batman out a little bit. Sometimes Robin needs to help save the day. Batman can't do it by himself. And that was one of these situations. And again, it's not like, you know, Randall had a bad game. He had a triple-double, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
But it was a quiet triple-double. It was a very up-and-down triple-double. And you know, had the other guys on the team not held their own and not picked up some of the slack that we were getting from Randall, and especially in that first half, this game could have looked completely different.
Yeah.
But everyone started to click, and everyone played their role at some point when it was next. Well, almost everyone. Peyton didn't do anything. But everybody, for the most part, played their role and helped to secure this win. This was a team win when it needed to be.
Could have very easily packed it up and went into the weekend, especially down 13 with 6 minutes to go. But they found some heart and they took it. So give credit to them. With Tibbs, you know, you're happy that he made the adjustment. Again, it's just the timing of those adjustments, right? When the starters are just dragging through the mud, you know this is a league-worst offense. You know, can we get that spark a little bit earlier? Like, okay, D-Rose was that spark, you know, but in the third, do we go back to Rose earlier and take Peyton out? Do you go to Burks early at the one and take Peyton? Just to get us a little bit of a spark, especially when Julius didn't have it going for the better part of three quarters.
Yeah, And that's another thing that we've been kind of seeing. Also, shout out to Obi. I forgot to mention Obi.
Obi had some life tonight. That's D. Rose effect. That's a D. Rose effect.
Yeah, he's starting to feel himself a little bit. But this is what we were talking about with Tibbs before, and when I was comparing him to people like Coach Spo, is that Tibbs a lot of the times doesn't watch the progression of the game. He goes in with the game plan and tries to force that game plan to work. Tonight, we saw, okay, he came in with a game plan, but the game plan wasn't working, and he didn't wait until, you know, the sand in the hourglass was almost out to make the changes. You saw he pulled Peyton out right away and replaced him with Rose. He started making those adjustments, and he started to let the bench cook immediately, and I think that also was a difference maker in this game.
Yeah, third quarter made me a little worried to that point, because in that first half, you saw – this is the first time I think we've seen the bench in that early. It was halfway through the first quarter that the entire bench had come in, and it was the right move. But in that third quarter, like CP had mentioned, you know, Elfrid Payton went on a little bit of a streak and made a three, made a nice cut. He made a few buckets, but then we were just looking terrible as a whole, as a team, and I was starting to get worried. I was like, all right, is Tibbs just going to keep running, like do exactly what we've been doing the last few games, running with what we got? But he eventually did end up making those adjustments, which I feel like ultimately helped us to end the game, and also took a little page out of CP's book again, talking about, you know, he was saying, you know, end the game with Quickly. Let Quickly go out there offensively, especially in a night like tonight where Quickly shots were going in, and he was making himself very available, but again, playing off the ball really solid with Julius Randle doing a lot of the ball handling for that final lineup. So, yeah, the adjustments were definitely made a lot sooner. There were some moments, like I said, in that third quarter, but definitely made a lot sooner, which I feel like helped with us make that nice little run at the end of the game.
Yeah. For sure, for sure. As I said before the big run, we were getting crushed. We gave them so much second chance points. They're the number two team in the league in offensive rebounds. They definitely imposed their will with Valanciunas. I thought Taj and Noel were getting eaten alive out there on the boards and just a second chance plays. They're the number one team in steals. You know, turned the Knicks over a good bit. Memphis finished with seven steals tonight. But then again, when you have John Morant, that's buckets, and for that reason, they're the number two team in fast break points.
So unless it's on the free throw line.
Well, yeah, unless you're on the free throw line, which is a good tactic. But you know, between the boards and the steals, and then you have a lightning rod with John Morant. This is how Memphis gets out and hurts you, man. And also thought we had trouble really keeping them contained in the pick and roll. I thought our pick and roll coverage at times we look lost. John Morant, he owns Peyton from last season. Peyton has no answer for him, and so I thought that was part of the reason why we let them get away with murder. We had no answer for their pick and roll. Our pick and roll coverage was real suspect. But again, thankfully, you know, things turned around when it did. Ashley, you mentioned Obi. Obi did pick it up. But that's the D. Rose effect. You know, having a competent point guard that can push the pace and play to Obi's strengths. We've seen it time and time again from their debut together in Miami. You know, when D. Rose is out there with Obi, he just makes him better. And then Obi had this dope putback slam off the baseline over Brandon Clark in the fourth quarter as well. So, you know, he seems to be coming along still slowly, but his confidence at the very least seems to be improving. So, 8 points for Obi tonight.
And that's
off the
all
bench.
You can ask for, really, because with Obi, that was a big hinder on his development, his talent.
Yeah.
You know, it's hard to kind of get out of your own way sometimes. And also, you know, what was going on the court wasn't conducive to kind of bringing out his strengths. You're starting to see it in spurts, especially when you're playing at a faster pace, he does better. But also it was also mental. It was also Obi having to get out of Obi's way and taking what he can be given in terms of minutes and time on that court and just making the most of it. Go out there and play ball. You've been doing it your whole life. Like, you know how to play.
Yeah.
Go out there and play. Like, and you're starting to see that. And I think that if he can just continue this trajectory, even a little by little, because I'm not expecting a quick turnaround from Obi from here to May or from May to June. Like,
little,
I just want
to see little now and the
signs
end of
year. Life that he's heading in
For
a certain
sure.
direction.
Little gains between now and the end of the year. CK, what say you, bro?
No, I'm loving it. This is what we were expecting. You know, it's just one of those things of when were we going to play to his strengths? When were we going to play the Obi ball? And we're seeing that today, or last few games, not even just today, last few games, we've seen Obi become more aggressive and more active because that's just how he plays. It was looking like there was a stretch of games where he was just settling for waiting at the three-point line and then bricking them, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So seeing him become more active and seeing, like you mentioned, Derrick Rose pushing the pace a little bit. And Emmanuel Quickley, too, has found him for a few lobs there.
Yeah.
In the last few games, this game included, you're just seeing Obi Toppin look comfortable, and that's more than we could be asking for right now. We want the kid to feel comfortable and be at ease and play his game and not worry about, you know, if he's a bust or that or third. No, play your game, and then the rest will come. And we're seeing
Big
that right
facts.
Now. He played really well tonight.
Big facts.
Yeah, and also just to add to that real quick, I think that when Obi gets into that a little bit more of a consistent space with his game,
mm-hmm.
I think you're also going to be able to see more longevity from Randle because he won't have to work as hard.
Yeah,
I think a lot of the exhaustion and the weight on Randle, you know, the exhaustion on his body, on his mental, and things like that, on his game in general, is because he's had to be the engine that powered the machine because Obi was nowhere to be found. And what was supposed to be the relief, or at one time the successor to Randle, was just useless, for lack of a better word. You couldn't utilize him for anything. So Randle had to do everything, was putting up these ridiculous minutes. I think that next season you're going to see a different dynamic where Randle's going to be able to still be the floor general on this team, but it's not going to have to be at an exhaustion-type level because Obi's going to be a lot more comfortable playing a role where he's going to be dominant on that floor.
Yeah. Well, hopefully with a better point guard, too. I think it's twofold.
Yeah,
I think it's Obi's lack of effectiveness and a point guard is puts double duty on Randle. So, you know, quite questions to be answered in the offseason. But for now, you know, we taking this win, man. 133-129. Salute to everybody in the chat once again. Hit that thumbs up button for your squad. Leave me an emoji in the chat, man. What do you guys? How do you guys feel about tonight's win? Throw an emoji in the chat and let us know how you guys are feeling. I definitely want to shout out to Fritz Elliott. Sends us the super chat. He says, "Big win. Salute to KFTV. Love the show." That's Fritz Elliott. Sends us a $50 super chat. Salute to Greg's Film Stuff. He says, "Our late game execution is disgusting. Tired of watching a gas Randle try and pull something out of nothing. Coaching staff needs to get more creative, run something for Burks, RJ, or Quickley." Yeah, I definitely see your pain, man. I see your pain, Greg. So hopefully they make some adjustments there. But good job by Randle, you know, not forcing it too much and getting it to RJ when he could in overtime to get that three. So good decision-making there, albeit a rough patch for him this game. All right, let's get to the phones. Let's hear what the people got to say tonight. Who's kicking us off? Benji's kicking us off. What's going on, man? How you doing, bro?
Hey guys. Hey, Ashley. What a win, man.
Yep,
I'm out here walking, breathing the fresh air. Man, it feels amazing. I mean, because they were dominated and they were flat all game, man. It was really painful to watch this game early on, like just seeing how our offense is not clicking. Amazing that RJ has come along with a shot. I never in a million years thought he would make three free throws in that spot. I mean, I think he got a better chance of Steve Novak coming down the lane with a 360 jump.
Right.
I thought for sure he was going to miss the first one. I could hear when he was lining up the line, I could hear Clyde. You know when Clyde sort of, before the shot, when the shot's about to leave the guy's hand, he'll kind of say, oh.
Yeah, he'll go, oh.
I'm like, please, Clyde, I love you, Clyde. Please let us watch the free throw for ourselves. I don't need to see you seeing an angle of free throw, please. But anyway, somehow, some way, RJ has really gotten that stroke together. Obviously, a clutch three, his drive at the end when he said, like you said, he saw the opening. I guess moving forward, I mean, this game was so huge because I set out before this homestand, we have to sweep this homestand.
Yeah.
With the Lakers being undermanned, with Toronto, we have a chance to put Toronto out of their misery by beating them. You know, looking at us with our lead to the top 10, we got a 5.5 game lead to the top 10. I really want that 7 or 8 seed so that at worst we just have to win one game to officially make the playoffs. But kind of, I don't know, man. What do you guys think? We really need some sort of boost of energy. Like, I know this is probably going to happen, but is there any chance like Henson's going to come? Man, we're getting killed on the board. Like, I feel like Henson, if he's healthy, he can help us a little bit because he is a pretty, like, from what I recall, seeing. I feel like he always used to play really well against us. with Milwaukee and get rebounds and just be a force
he's
down
not,
there.
He's not going to play, crappy. Bro. He's not playing, bro.
What's the point? What's the point? Was this just like a
insurance?
Of like having him come sit on the bench and get $111,000?
Basically, man. I appreciate the call. You know, I was kind of surprised with him and then them having Pell. Today was the last day for buyout candidates to be available for the playoffs. So I think my guess is that they were waiting around to see if anybody else, you know, was available by today, and maybe they get rid of either Henson or Pell, because now they're saying Henson's out with a calf injury, hasn't even played. So even still, I wouldn't expect either one of those guys to play. This is Noel and Taj until injury. This is their rotation. You know, these are their minutes, and that's it. Nobody else is going to get that. You'll get Julius at the five before you even get to Henson. So, you know, I wouldn't worry about that. But to his point, CK, you know, we gotta own this home, this homestand. You know, we gotta get these wins on this homestand. Very critical, bro.
And we've been doing it this year, and in years in the past, we haven't been really protecting the garden. You know what I mean? We've had all these other players have their best games of the season in the garden, and this year we've been doing a good job with that. It's definitely important, and it's something that can carry on over if we do end up making the postseason. That could be in our favor, you know. So it's really nice to see how hard this team plays. And it's funny because it felt like at the beginning of the season we had everybody talking about, oh, these jerseys are cursed and da 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 da. Nah, we making everything work. And you know, like you said, it's just really important to see us win these games in our home, in the garden, especially a game like this where we started off looking like doo-doo, looking like a JV squad, like the Westchester Knicks, and for us to turn around at home, handle business, that we need to see that more often, especially with the road trip coming on. So we need to take these games.
Absolutely. How many? We got 2,000 in the chat. So salute to everybody in the chat once again. Hit that thumbs up button for your squad. This is Knicks Post Game Live presented by Manscaped, CP the Franchise, Ashley Moore, CK2K. We are recapping the 2,000 victory.
2,000 in the chat, but only 497 likes, guys. We got to win in overtime.
Let them know.
Come back from Costa Rica. We got to pay some respect to the legend, the icon, DMX. So hit that thumbs up button.
Yeah, let's get those likes up. Let's get those likes up. Absolutely, Ash. Well said. I want to shout out Dowson25. He says, what's up? It's Sean, frontline COVID worker from Louisiana, who shout you out on Twitter. Really feeling this IQ, Burks, RJ, Randall, Noel lineup. Starting? No, I don't think they're going to start, but there's certainly one of your options. You know, certainly one of your options. As I said, if this team is going to be a half-court team that's not overly reliant on their point guard, especially with Peyton being ineffective, I know IQ has his issues. I know IQ has his issues, but if Julius and RJ are going to be your primary engines anyway, you might as well get him out there spacing the floor for you. And he got you 20 points tonight, bro, in the off-ball position, you know, mostly, for the most part. He got you 20 points shooting the rock. So IQ's got to be a factor, man. We need his shooting desperately. AP26 says, all right, Ash, I'm going to remember that Feezy. All right.
Huh?
I don't know. Yeah, I'm not sure.
Was there something before that?
Yeah, maybe he shouted you out or something. You ain't sure. I don't know, Ash. I don't know. You and Feezy got to talk that out. You and Feezy talk.
I don't know Feezy. I'm sorry, Feezy.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Oh no, man. Check your text. Make sure you ain't got nothing from Feezy because he sounded kind of tight.
I don't know Feezy.
Feezy's not happy about this tonight.
Oh no, yeah, Feezy mad.
Yeah,
Feezy's
big man. Big man. I don't know. I don't know. Think back, Ash. Go back in your Rolodex and see what's going on. I don't know. It's a shout out to Feezy, though. Flow Hypnotic says, great win. Let's go. This one was for DMX. All right. So to Flow Hypnotic for the Super Chat. So to everybody who's leaving Super Chats, we're going to read as much as we can throughout the night. But definitely appreciate it. Tom Herrera says, I would take Alexei Sved over Elfrid Payton at this point. Just kidding, but not really. Salute to Tom Herrera, man. Where is Fed these days? I don't know, man. He's probably bowling overseas somewhere. But yeah, good luck to him. Let's go down to ATL. Josh, what's going on, bro?
How you doing, guys? Great to be on. I appreciate you guys taking my call. Hope everybody's doing well.
No doubt.
Obviously, great to see the team win. It's all good to see the team win. But I think more importantly, watching RJ Barrett closed the game after starting off, but like, you know, playing very subpar. I think I saw something on Twitter. Somebody read off his last 5 minutes that in an OT. He went 5 for 6 from the floor, 2 for 2 from three, and then obviously the big free throws to help us, like, you know,
big,
tie the game up and take it to overtime. Yeah, it's just really great to see RJ closing. That's going to be really important here. I mean, the win is cool, but I like seeing RJ, like, you know, step up in these closing moments.
Yeah.
That's all I have. Thanks.
Big time. Big time, man. It's another facet of his growth and development at 20 years old. You know, just giving us more confidence that you know, we got this thing right with that number 3 pick, man. You know, from the shooting improvements, you know, the passing is there. You know, he's going to get to the rim at will, as he and he's going to get even stronger and even smarter at doing that. So you know that's there. But the shooting, the free throw improvements, the improvements from three, decision making is mostly on point. Now he's had some mistakes again. The Boston game he had a couple. The Timberwolves game he had a couple. Couple in there, here and there. But for the most part, he's been pretty steady with the ball in his hands. And now you're seeing late game execution. I think that's a great sign, man. That's a great sign for his development. So great job by him.
Hey Mods, can we check out the super chats real quick, Junior?
Junior,
Karoma says that they're not working. He can't send any. So if you
they're not working. Wow, chat is on flames right now. Not even the super chats are going through. Yeah, for some reason, it's like a little YouTube glitch. But like I said, we appreciate everybody. You guys can send them through Cash App and PayPal as well. That's actually preferred because YouTube takes a percentage of the super chat. So yeah. Even though, you know, we appreciate it coming through, we can read your comment that way. Venmo, Cash App, PayPal would also be preferred because it'll come to us directly. So we definitely appreciate that. Let's go back to the phones. Papa Left, what's going on, bro?
Hey, man, rest in peace to DMX. Shout out to New York. Shout out to all the New York Knicks fans. And shout out to Knicks Fan TV. How you guys doing?
Appreciate it, bro. How you doing, man?
I'm good. This goes out to Elfrid Payton. You're whack. You're twisted. You shouldn't be a pro. You're a joke. Rose is coming in, and everybody know. Your old man say don't shoot it, and you be like, so, I love my baby jumper. I never let her go.
Well, he don't really shoot too many jumpers. But other than that, Papa Left, I'm going to give you a 9 out of 10. I'm going to give you a 9 out of 10 for that freestyle, man. Everybody in the chat, rate that freestyle by Papa Left. 1 to 5. Go ahead, bro.
Oh, it's a 5 because Peyton sucks. But, I mean, like, it's just it's ridiculous already. Like, it's illegal, CP. It's illegal. I can't call up and say Peyton sucks anymore. And it's illegal for Thibodeau to do anything about it because it's just we have to accept it. But, I just don't get it. I'm still trying to figure it out. I'm how in the world does he leave him on the bench for an entire second half and then come back the next day and say, like, yeah, you're my man.
Sorry,
like,
yeah.
You're my starting point guard. I don't care.
No, I was just playing, baby. I
right, 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 that right. Friend. I would never let them feel like I love them like that. But I don't know. But definitely, yo, tonight's game, before I get off the phone, tonight's game was incredible. I think RJ Barrett, I remember I called back when they lost to the Heat and he missed that layup and I said something completely asinine that pissed everybody off in the chat, which was, I'm glad he missed that shot.
Yeah.
Because it's going to help him grow in the future. And it was for a night like this. And, yo, we needed that culture-building win. We needed this win. And I just like you said, down 13, I thought we didn't have it. You know, we definitely didn't have that. But once we got close, and once we got into overtime, those three clutch free throws by RJ Barrett, once we got into overtime, man, we really needed that, and we came through. So shout out to everybody that contributed tonight, and rest in peace to DMX.
Big time.
Go up next in the comments. Rest in peace.
Bars. Papa Left, appreciate you, bro.
Everyone loved it. Bars.
Yeah, man. Everybody loved it. Fives across the board.
That was hard. I rock with it.
Yeah.
Six out of five.
He said your baby jumper.
Big time. This was from, let me pause the clips right here. This was from Tommy Beer. It says, Knicks were down 106-93 with 6 minutes left in the fourth. Over the last 6 minutes of the fourth in OT, RJ scored 15 points on 6 field goal attempts. Clutch.
Efficiency.
Clutch. It's clutch, man. So Cynthia in the chat, what's going on? I think Steven Nina sends a super chat. Steven, appreciate it. Angel Barrio says, great team win. Hey, Ash, good to see you back. I think you're good luck because it's been tough without you with the team losses we had. RJ should have had the ball in his hands more and also shoot more. He is a star. So Angel
Thank
sprinkles
you,
in
Angel.
A little
Listen,
a little simping in his post-game
takes. I told you I was going to extend my vacation, but yeah. I said I can't. Can't take the risk. Can't do 3 losses in a row, so...
Yeah, he sprinkled in a little simping in his takes, but we appreciate it.
That's why he got the nickname. Yeah, I'm just telling you, man.
He was holding down. Right. He was holding down while Ash was on vacation, though. Angel was coming through with some bars, so we give him that. You know, we gave him. He took a little break, but he's back now. He's back. The simp god is back. salute to Angel. Let's get back to the phones. We got a ton of calls, so callers, just try to make your points, and so we can get to the next one. Zach from New Jersey, what's going on?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
How you doing, bro?
Good win tonight. First time calling. Yeah, I'm doing good, man. Thanks. I love the show.
Thank you.
Keep doing what y'all doing. Yeah, man. Fucking. Or excuse me.
Oh, family show. I know it's Friday, man. Come on, family show, man.
Hey, I'm sorry. Hey, first time calling.
All right. We give you a bow. We give you a mulligan. Go ahead.
All right. I appreciate it. Hey, big statement win tonight. This is better than a blowout, you know. Like, this is the kind of game, down as much as we were with that much time left, to get the guys, keep their heads right. Everybody's still fighting.
Mm-hmm.
Star J Barrett, that man's a dog. Unbelievable how he played the last 5-10 minutes of that game. Just crazy. That man, his development is nuts right now. I mean, he's gonna be a star. One thing I wanted to point out, we've been dogging Tibbs. Everybody's been dogging Tibbs. You know, he made some big adjustments. He rode the hot hand. You know, you gotta respect that, gotta appreciate that. He stuck with that bench unit. Even Obi, he kept out for some extended minutes. Obi was playing great. The Rooks were playing good. IQ, you know, he was getting his shot back. The floater was going down. Rookies looked good tonight. I mean, it was just everything you wanted to see at the end of that game. I mean, maybe, you know, I would have liked to see, at the end of that fourth, I would have liked to see someone take that shot before Randall takes that wild fadeaway.
Yeah.
But, you know, they put it in RJ's hands. They put it in Burke's hands, and they delivered.
Yeah.
And so, you know, that's just the kind of stuff we want to see from Tibbs. Obviously, the Knicks playing hard. And that brings me to my last point, which is, you know, we keep getting these games, man. I mean, obviously, we won this one, but we keep getting these close games where we're two, 3 points away, one big shot away. I'm not saying the Knicks are near contenders yet or anything like that. I'm not. But I am saying that, you know, one or two dynamic scores, a little more consistency on that end. And this team's closer than people think. I mean, the defense is all there. We just need some closers. I know people have been shouting it off the rooftops, but we're closer than we might appear. And the development of RJ and consistency from IQ and Obi, who's starting to look like an NBA player, is looking good, man. The future's bright. So, you know, I mean, obviously tough stretch lately, but games like this are crucial, not just for the season, but for the long-term development of our guys and the team. So, great game, great win. Need more of that. Need the Lakers, need the Raptors, but big, big win. Yeah. Thank you, guys.
Appreciate
Enjoy your weekend. Rest in peace, Zach.
Appreciate it, man. Appreciate it, Zach. Well done. He rebounded well after the early flow. It's a family show.
Look at that hype DMX energy.
Yeah, he was hype. It is a family show, but we let them rock. You know what I'm saying? It's Friday. It is what it is. But, you know, he's looking at it from the macro, and you can certainly look at it that way as well. And listen, this team is fighting. They're fighting for a playoff spot with the lowest payroll in the league. They don't give us credit for that. They don't tell you that on major national TV. You know, I'm going to drop that bar on Kelman. I've been saving that one, you know, for his next Knicks jab. I'm saving that one for Max Kelman. But, yeah, lowest payroll in the league. And, you know, still fighting. So they definitely deserve credit. Coaching staff deserves credit. Now let's just see if they can pull it out. This is uncharted waters for them. You know, a lot of these guys have been playing losing basketball for most of their careers, so this is uncharted territory where they're actually playing for something this late in the season. You know what I mean?
Lowest payroll, but biggest wallet, right?
Yeah, that's it, bro. That's it. Let's go around the league, man, and take a look at some of the competition and who won, who lost tonight, bro. What's going on?
Yes, sir. I love coming into this knowing that we at least did our part and controlled what we can control and win our game. I'm tired of going through this and hoping and praying that other teams did what they were supposed to do for us. But yeah, we came in, we won this game. That being said, Minnesota let us down because it felt like they were toe-to-toe with our game as they were playing the Boston Celtics, who was right above us in the playoff seeding, and they went to overtime. But unfortunately, Boston ended up winning that game, so they are still sitting pretty at 7 after our win. We're still sitting where we are at 8. And, man, the I don't know what to call them, the cardiac kids, I don't know what you want to call them, but these Charlotte Hornets, man, they're still out there hooping, bro. I'm looking at all these teams that are ahead of us that we
no
can
LaMelo.
Leapfrog. No LaMelo, and they just
Gordon Hayward still out too.
Bucks today. 127-119.
Charlotte beat the Bucks.
They beat the Bucks, wow. And they had the starting lineup of Devontae Graham, Terry Rozier, what's his name? Oh boy, they got
Miles Bridges,
McDaniels. No, Miles Bridges coming off.
Oh, he's still coming off the bench.
I'm just saying the fact that this team is still playing as well as they're playing right now without LaMelo Ball, like they're playing for something right now.
And so Gordon Hayward.
Yeah.
And Gordon Hayward just recently went out. You're right about that too. So yeah, I don't know if that's one that's gonna drop down anytime. But also another team that's right behind us is the Indiana Pacers as they won their game against the Orlando Magic. Looking at any other games around us, Atlanta and Chicago, that's another one because Chicago is right behind us.
Yeah.
Atlanta a little bit ahead of us. Chicago actually lost that game with Atlanta taking their win at home. So a lot of the teams that are ahead of us keeping their spots as they won their games. But at the same time, Chicago staying a little bit behind us. Indiana's still down our neck. But luckily, like I said, we can control what we can control. Mm. We won our game, and now let's go on and win our next one.
Not to discredit Charlotte or anything, but I don't think Giannis played tonight. So
they rested him.
That's true, too. That's true, too.
Okay.
He played last
year. Tanvir in the chat says –
we already know Milwaukee has a lot of problems when Giannis –
when Giannis don't play, right? Yeah. And, to your point, you're right. Giannis didn't play, Drew didn't play, and Brooke Lopez didn't play.
So that's not that impressive.
But at the same time, though, Ashley, and as us Knicks fans, we didn't take advantage of the Timberwolves game. We didn't take advantage of some games. The Hornets
left some out there.
Game. I'm just saying that. Giving them their credit.
The Timberwolves game was upsetting, and the Timberwolves can't do a damn thing right because they should have been in Boston.
They should have beat Boston. They were
right
killing
there, them. But they should have been them, and we were right there.
Can't win, man.
They took their business like they were supposed to. I'm just giving them their credit.
Yeah.
And this is how I feel in all sports. Yes, you know, sometimes when it comes down to the wire, especially in football, and CP and I know this as, you know, division rivals, it's the worst thing in the world having to rely on one game to make whether or not you see the playoffs.
Big
so,
time.
You know, yes, you can say, oh, well, they could have won. Yeah, should have, would have, could have. But you know what you also can do? You can always control your own destiny, and the Knicks are in control of that. So relying on all these other teams to lose and things like that, don't even do it. Focus, take game by game, day at a time, because you can't compete with a Jason Tatum dropping 53. You can't compete with a Zach LaVine dropping 50. All you can do is focus on what's on your court in front of your eyes each and every day, and the Knicks just got to keep chipping away at it.
True.
Yep.
So to everybody in the chat, once again, hit that thumbs up button for your squad. We got over 2,000 people in here. How many likes we need to do a hat giveaway? Somebody asked if we could do a hat giveaway. We'll do the hat giveaway, but we got to get the likes up, man. We got to get the likes up. How many you want tonight, Ash?
I'm feeling there's 1,900 in here. I'm going to go with 1.6.
1.6. Ambitious. Okay. So if we get 1,600 likes in here, we'll do the hat giveaway. You heard it here first, people. Hit that like button. Hit that thumbs up button, and we'll get this going. Salute to Ty Thomas. He says RJ was in his bag late in the game. He keeps this up. He's a star we're looking for. Tibbs needs to make plays for him. RJ is hungry. Let him eat. Yeah, man. Good game by RJ. Definitely good game by RJ. Let's get back to the phones. Ton of people calling in. DJ from Shaolin, what's going on, bro?
Yo, 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 run it up, run it up. Baby sis Ashley, welcome back from Costa Rica. The Simps is wilding in the chat. But I mean, but just listen. Everybody already said what I had to say. I just want RJ Barrett to keep the same energy for the rest of his career. He feels super unwanted, super disrespected. He's shooting better. It's crazy. Everybody's in love with Ja, and trust me, Ja's the man. But he's shooting a better percentage from Ja than Ja this year, and kind of close from last year. So I gotta give him credit. A shout out to Tibbs for finally doing what me and CK been dying for him to do, because IQ finally had a good game, a bounce back game.
Mm-hmm.
So he had a good game. And I told y'all, it's critical. That floor space is critical.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not gonna stay long because I know you got mad callers, but I'm just happy that they were able to finish. I don't know what they feeding them boys in Memphis, but everybody looked like they in the weight room, bro. Like,
yeah.
All of them look like they in the weight room, bro. But it's a good stat, good game. You know, RJ, 15 points in the fourth at OT. I love that. Keep doing what you're doing. The only thing that I recommend RJ is he got to work on his handle so he can get to where he wants to. That's basically all forward.
For sure.
Yeah, but,
appreciate the call, man.
Good game, good win, and before I go, I just want to say RIP to DMX, man. Drop an X in the chat, man.
Appreciate it, man. Throw an X in the chat. Appreciate that, DJ. All right, next up, we're going to run through a couple of these. Daniel from... Oh, we went to Daniel from Jersey already. Appreciate it, Daniel. Let's go to Louisville. The only Knicks fan in Louisville, Kentucky. D-Lo's in the building. D-Lo, what's going on, man?
Hey, how you doing, Ash? How you doing, fellas?
What's going on, man? How you doing, bro?
Look, I'm sitting here. So I'm going to say it one more time. Number six, he ain't got a name no more. Number six. He has to be out of the rotation because we need Derrick Rose down the clutch. You know what I'm saying? And he runs out of gas late in games.
Mm-hmm.
So we got to sit number six down. I mean, he brings us nothing. The four games we lost, number six was out there the last 4 minutes of the game, and he did basketball bloopers. You know what I'm saying? He dribbled off somebody's foot, got the ball stole from behind against Dallas. You know what I'm saying? We do not need him after. You know what I'm saying? It's very frustrating. Yeah. And I'm paying to watch this. No, come on. Come on, Tibbs is a great coach. But I don't know what he got to go. We need his number retired in the basement. I'm saying, and I'll let y'all go and Ash, go Eagles.
Oh,
you all
D-Lo,
over the place,
over the place now, fam. D-Lo, come
Eagles
on,
now?
Fam. He was this close. He was this close to getting a five. He was this close to getting a five. I got to knock him down on four.
If the Cowboys and the Giants hate each other, they really hate the Eagles.
Oh, man.
We're on the same team there, CP, because those guys can go.
I was ready to throw D-Lo the five, Ash. I was ready to throw him the five till he snuck that Eagles thing in there.
He just disqualified himself.
Man.
And you know what? I'm a big fan, too, because I love his accent. Everything he says is funny.
Yeah, he's holding
it
down.
He just killed the whole thing.
That's the opposite move, bro.
What'd you say, bro?
I said that's the opposite of smooth, man. That's the anti-angel move right there. That's the opposite.
I had to dock 1 point, man. But shout out to D-Lo, the only Knicks fan in Louisville, Kentucky. Definitely appreciate it. We got a super chat in here.
The only Eagles fan there, too.
Yeah, probably. We got a super chat in from Zachary Venizio. Says, my fault for swearing. Oh, is that from Jersey? I had the spirit of DMX in me. What can I say? Keep up the good work. Let's go, Knicks. Salute to Zach. Salute to everybody in the chat, man. If you guys are new in the chat, leave us a hashtag new. We'll shout you guys out. And while we at it, saluting people in the chat, as I said earlier, this show is presented by Manscaped, the number one men's grooming tool from head to toe, fellas. It's April time. Spring is in the air. The grass is coming up. All the flowers are coming up. So very important to remember one thing, and that is to trim those bushes, people. Trim your front before you go back out and get into the mix, all right? And that is with the Lawnmower 3.0. This is Manscaped's best-selling tool. And what I like about it is, number one, it's got skin-safe technology. This ceramic blade right here keeps those Knicks, prevents those Knicks. Very important. Very important.
Not those Knicks.
Not those Knicks. The other Knicks. The ones that really hurt. These Knicks can hurt sometimes, but these Knicks can really hurt. Comes with an LED light. You know, if you guys want to do it in the dark, whatever you guys are into, man, for whatever floats your boat, you got that too. It's waterproof. You could do it in the shower. Also comes with a long battery life as well. So it's very versatile, very dynamic. And this is what you need, man. So make sure you go to manscaped.com and enter promo code Knicks, and they're going to give you guys 20% off plus free shipping. So it's a great deal. Can't lose. As usual, Ash, you know the disclaimer, what we always warn the people. Please no testimonials. No before and after joints. We don't need to see shapes or nothing like that. We're good. We trust that you can handle it. All right? Just go get it. This is a great tool.
No, Bodie guy. Don't send all exclusives to Ash. Ash doesn't want them either. Okay? I don't want them.
Shit.
Send them to your girl. Your situation.
I bet you they don't want them either.
Yeah.
Send them to whoever. Don't send them to Ash.
Yeah.
Ash, he doesn't want.
Definitely. And shout out to Manscaped, man. They got a ton of other products on the site, too, for the modern man. You know, so salute to our friends at Manscaped for holding us down and being the presenting sponsor of this show. All right, let's get back to the phones.
No shapes.
No shapes.
Yeah. No shapes. Angel, what's going on, bro?
Yo, CP, what's good, bro?
What's good, bro? How you doing?
I'm good. Hey, Ash, it's good to see you back. My boy CK2K, what's good, bro? How y'all doing, man?
Move! Good, man. Welcome back.
hey, listen, man. I feel like a kid who just lost his tooth and found a dollar under the pillow, man. I'm right now. I'm getting ready to go outside to start working. You know what I'm saying? But first things first, man. Hit that thumbs up for y'all boys, man. Nice. Stop playing. This is the best show on TV. And, hey, yo, listen, my mom, you know, she just got surgery. She's doing well. And
she's doing good, bro.
Said, you know what I mean? She said, don't take it easy on Max Kellerman, man. You be handing him them L's, so keep doing what you got to do.
Religiously.
You know, them ratings, you know
Absolutely,
what I'm saying?
Absolutely, bro.
And, yeah, because you see he didn't want no smoke. He wanted to talk about the Nets and the Lakers, you know, with his garbage rates.
Yeah.
So I'm going to leave him alone. But, you know, first things first, man, Alfred Payton, you know, you still look like a duck in the face. You know, your jump shot is like Matt Kellerman's hair rating. You know what I mean? There's no coming back from it. Like Roberto Duran, no my. I just don't want to see it no more. Now, I'm going to give y'all some facts. I know you got some callers coming up. But, man, we made 14 threes, 43%. You know, the last three games, you know, we were 13-16 from the free throw line, 18-22, and tonight 29-33. So we got to keep that up if you want to make that playoffs. So I was definitely impressed with that. And but I thought the keys to the game was the bench, man, because obviously the starters, they didn't have it. You know, they were playing, you know, real slow. And, you know, the bench dropped 72 points, you know, quickly and Alec Burks, you know, they combined for 39 points together with 7 threes, you know. And and you can just see at the end, you know, RJ wants this, man, and that's what we want because we want it too, man. This is New York City. We want to win, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And, you know, we might not win all these close games, but later on down the line, it's coming. We're going to start winning these games, and it starts tonight with wins like this, man. I'm so hyped right now. I'm so proud to be a Knicks fan. I don't care what anyone says, but we're going to give anybody problems, you know what I'm saying? But definitely, man, hit that thumbs up for y'all boys, man.
Hit that thumbs up button for your squad.
I love y'all. Appreciate y'all.
Appreciate it. Appreciate it, bro. And you know, speaking of the second unit, definitely, once again, I have to give props to D. Rose. Because, like I said, it was his performance in that second quarter that helped OB get going. D. Rose chipped in with 13 points himself. And as I said, he's the most important point guard, most effective point guard on this team. It's just a matter of how do they stagger the minutes to make him most effective. I've been saying since he got here that it seems like they're capping his minutes at around 25. Tonight he had 26. Dwayne Casey of the Pistons made it an effort to keep him under 30. And I think that's what the Knicks are trying to do now. The question is, if you're trying to keep Payton on the bench, and still keep Rose at that 25, then you're looking at some heavy minutes for Quickley at that spot. And my question is, does Tibbs trust him in the point guard spot for longer minutes to keep Peyton on the bench? Or do you bring in a Frank to kind of take, you know, another, you know, slot in that rotation and give him those minutes? I'm not so sure. I wish D-Rose could start and close these games, but it just doesn't seem like he's getting over 30, though. That's a challenge. That's a challenge.
He was at 26 tonight, right?
26.
Have we seen him get past 26 in the last few games?
I don't think so.
He's gone past 26 minutes.
Yeah, he's been averaging 25 on the year, so I don't think so.
Yeah. I don't know. I think the want is there, but I don't see it happening. And, I mean, that's a great theory that you're putting up there, CP. I think that's a good theory by the fans, but I don't see that being a realistic theory with Frank being thrown in the rotation. I think we've been calling for this for months, but I think at this point it ain't going to happen. Shout out to Frank getting a whole 4 seconds in today's game. Good stuff, dog. I would love to see that. But to be real, I think Tibbs – and this goes back to you, us mentioning the buyout market and not getting anybody by the deadline today – I think it's just Tibbs is just going to rock with what he's been rocking with the entire season until the end. I don't think anything's
going
to change. I don't think he's going to mix anything up. If Elfrid Payton has survived this many nuclear bombs that is coming from the fan base, from his own game, from his own knees,
he's
dropping
safe.
The ball and doing all kinds of crazy stuff, I don't think that – I think he's impenetrable. There's a new show on Amazon Prime called Invincible, and I think that Elfrid Payton has dubbed that role as invincible at this point. So I think that we're just going to rock – or he's going to rock with what he has right now. And I like what you said the last game more, and I hope after tonight and hopefully future games, I hope that he is okay running with IQ in these kind of moments when we're seeing that we need offense.
Because
he provided tonight. I know there's going to be nights where he probably won't. He's still a rookie. But just because his shot has been so – when it's needed, it's been pretty consistent for us. So if there's any scenario to throw in there, as much as I would love for it to be Frank, I think Emmanuel Quickley is the one I'm looking at least to close out these minutes offensively, because we know Julius Randle, if need be, can handle the ball. And we saw that tonight. Alec Burks can do the same thing.
Alec Burks,
I would love to see Alec Burks doing more of the ball handling too, but when Julius is out there, you know Julius is going to be the one with it. But I just don't see him doing anything crazy like putting Frank out there. It'd be nice. I would love it. I'm inviting it. I just don't see that being realistic.
Ash, what say you?
The comments are just hilarious during this whole conversation. Somebody said Peyton should get sent to the Westchester Knicks. Yes, I'm aware their season is over.
Oh, they said that?
Friday night, baby. It's Friday night. Let's go. Let's go.
Listen, you already know how I feel about this Peyton situation. I just feel like it's not consistent enough to just excuse why Tibbs continues to play him. It's not even like you get consistency in like maybe 6 games and then he has an off game and then it's back. I feel like I have a problem with him every single game at some aspect of the game. And I just feel like...
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
You have Frank, who, you know, everyone knows I've been critical of Frank. I haven't been his biggest fan, but I think he's great on defense. I think if you had to name one of his strong suits, that's definitely one of them. And I just feel like Peyton does nothing for the offense. And if he does, it's so far and in between. I feel like he's making more mistakes than he is helping the situation. Mm-hmm. I feel like he can't score. He can't hit the side of a bus. No. And when he does, again, it's so far and in between. I really don't know. Yeah. And, again, this goes back to Tibbs and his, like, fantasy diluted, just twisted reality of what's happening on the court and what happens in his head. Because I think that maybe he's looking at Peyton, and Peyton looks like Michael Jordan to him out there. Like, he's seeing something that the rest of us aren't seeing. He's seeing
prime Rose in his eyes. He's just looking at him, and he's seeing prime Rose. He's like,
the one thing he likes about him.
The game in the upside down. With the
I can't tell you it's good.
Because what we're seeing out here does not match the amount of time that this kid gets to play.
I can't tell you it's good, but the thing that Tibbs wants is dribble penetration. And to his fault, Peyton does that. Does he make them? Not all the time.
No.
Is he passing out of it? Never. I'm just saying this is what Tibbs wants. This is part of the reason why Peyton's out there. I think he does like Peyton's defense at times. Again, this is not me advocating for Peyton. This is just
This is just
being in the head of Tibbs and understanding what he likes out of his point guards. But what I'm thinking is, if you have Rose starting, do you come back with a backcourt of Burks and IQ off the bench? You move Kev into the three. You could move Obi into the four. You know what I mean? Maybe that gives Kev.
He's not taking Elfrid out of the rotation.
He's not.
If he starts, Elfrid's coming right off the bench. And I don't know if that's what we want, because the bench has been one of the main bright spots for this team. And I don't know how Elfrid runs with that bench. The bench moves.
Yeah.
Elfrid Payton does not. He walks up the court every time he gets the ball.
Yeah, the pace.
So I don't see a universe at this point in the season. I don't see a universe where he takes him out of the rotation.
True.
I just don't.
Agreed, man. Let's salute some people in the chat tonight. I want to salute William Elam. He's team hashtag new. William, what's going on? MC's Audio, welcome to the chat. How you feeling? Salute to JV916, team hashtag new. JV, what's going on? Sean Welby, welcome to the program. Let's see who else is in team hashtag new. Stefan Serio says new. He said, I was at the game tonight. It was crazy. Dwight Kirkpatrick, how you feeling, Dwight? Who else we got in here? We got James Pierre. How you doing, James? Ashley, you want to shout out tonight?
Shout out to all Simp Fan TV members. Ari's in the chat causing chaos.
Ari's causing havoc.
He said he was very disappointed with Angel's call-in for Simp TV, but that he is, you know, he has been putting 43 minutes up a game, so he is entitled to load management. out of control. Shout out to all the Cowboy fans. Hashtag Cowboys. I see you guys in here. I respect it. I appreciate you guys holding
me down.
You
slipped that one past me, Ash. I can mute your microphone.
Yeah,
be
just
careful.
Shout out to everyone rocking with us. All 17, almost 1,800 of you guys.
Thanks. CK, who you want to shout out, bro?
I was trying to get all the names, but shout out to all the chat members that are in my pockets. Talking about, CK got Amazon Prime money, but he can't afford his light bill. Like, chill out. I was just making a reference to a great show, and y'all have to come after me like that. But yeah, also, CK Cruz, appreciate you guys. But yeah, I was going to say the same thing as she said, because I saw Ari. He was going in. He was very upset. He was not pleased.
Ari's
but
a menace.
Ari's a joker, man.
Ari's also like, oh, you were in Yaco? That's the Vegas of Costa Rica. And then he's like, all the girls from San Juan go to Yaco to work on the weekend. Like, he's out of control.
Ari's back to full strength, baby. Back to full strength, man.
He's enjoying his Friday. Yeah, you know he's enjoying this Friday. And also, I just want to mention, I did not see, and I'm probably going to jinx it right now, no penguin emojis tonight, so I'm proud of
you. I saw a bunch of penguin emojis.
Did you? I saw some, yeah.
Well,
yes.
Yeah. I didn't see them.
Yeah.
You started the penguin parade.
I didn't start it.
That was Mero started the penguin parade. That was Mero, man. So,
yeah.
It continues. Definitely continues. Salute to Black King in here. We got Joaquin Saavedra checking in from Montevideo, Uruguay. So, we're in South America heavy right now. We all over the map right now. All over the map. Bodega Fitted, what's going on, team? Hashtag new. Yeah, welcome to everybody, man. All right, we're going to go a couple more calls and then salute to X real quick. Let's go to
I gotta put my glasses on.
Yes, let's go to Scrooge from Brooklyn. Scrooge, what's going on, bro?
What's going on, man?
How you doing, bro?
It was a good game, bro. What's going on, CP? Ashley, welcome back. She's a call on. Thumbs up for the crew. Thumbs up.
Yes, sir.
First thing, this is a good bounce back. Gutley going to come back in. Mm-hmm. I thought it was over. I ain't going to lie.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I thought it was over. He came back with a gut win. Because I don't know. I'm glad Tibbs put in the bench early when he started going down. Yeah. Not playing good. So I don't know what the hell was going on. Barrett was cold. Julius was cold. I don't know what was going on with the starters tonight. But the bench did great. Proud of that. I was about to say, are we tanking? Like, are we tanking? I think we put in the tanking. Something is going. This is crazy. Another game about to lose again. Yeah, I'm like, yeah, it's over. We tanking. It must be. The tank button was pushed. At first, I thought. But we did good. So I'm about to say, what's going on? So,
yeah.
Okay, also, congrats on what you did to Max on the show. Man.
Appreciate it.
I like how you switched it up on him and let him know that it's not only Nick's content that you could talk about. You could talk about anything. So that was good. That was big.
Yeah, man.
I know that. You know what I'm saying? So,
appreciate it, bro. That,
sure.
Definitely
yeah.
appreciate that, Scrooge, man. Yeah, man. Had to flex on Kelvin, man. Let him know, man. We multi-versatile over here. You know what I'm saying? Multi-versatile over here. We're versatile over here at Knicks Fan TV. So.
They try to hit you like you didn't, like
yeah.
you're just some crazy Knicks fan that know
yeah.
nothing about the Knicks, and then you just hit them with name
yeah.
after name, stat after stat. Yeah, you
now we league wide,
yeah.
man. We
Boom.
League wide.
Boom.
That's right.
Boom.
That's it, Ash. Just like that.
Also, quick shout out to my dad in the chat. He says, is it just me, or does it sound like MSG is 10,000 fans strong? We loud, Daddy. You know
yeah.
this.
Definitely. Like, even though it's only 2,000, that's like, well, me and you went for that Kings game. It was
wow.
definitely, yeah, it was definitely heavy in there. So, just exciting fans, and hopefully, you know, more people come back as time passes. So, definitely.
Yeah, hopefully they start opening up. I don't know what it's like in New York, but I know here in Miami they've opened up a bunch of the lower level
yeah.
sections. If you are fully vaccinated, you're able go ahead and sit in those seats, so it's even more fans. I think now we're up to 3,500 in the AAA.
Mm.
So I would love to see. I know they're starting to open some sections MSG if you're fully vaccinated. So hopefully we can get some more Knicks fans in there. But it's amazing to see what the difference is because, like I said, that weekend I had to work the Nets game, the Nets-Kings game, and then I got to go to the other one for fun, the Knicks and Knicks and Kings. And the difference was insanity.
Yeah.
Like, everything you hear in the Barclays Center, FYI, is artificial noise. I promise you, they're not real people.
Including the Brooklyn chants. They're not that hype.
People loudspeaker.
They're not that hype.
There.
Yeah.
There's no
good
one there.
Then,
they're
man.
Not that hype for Blake Griffin dunks.
It's a
believe
great
me.
Sound system, but
yeah,
there's nobody there.
Believe
like,
me. They
people
are,
saying, go Brooklyn, go Brooklyn.
Yeah.
Like, that's a speaker.
Nobody's saying that.
Has a
do not
it's
believe
not
the
really
hype, people.
People.
Do not believe the hype. All right, we're gonna get to Pow and then talk X. How many likes we got right now, Ash? How are we looking right now?
Almost 1,000.
Okay. All right. So we're trying to get to 1,600. How many people we got in the chat right now? I don't have my dashboard open. Let me
it
open
looks like
my dashboard.
16. Almost 1,700.
1,700. Yeah. Let's hit that like button. Get those thumbs up going, and we'll do our giveaway before the end of the night for sure. For sure. For sure. Let's hit that like button and let's get to West Coast Pow. What's going on, bro?
Pow.
Salute everybody. BK, Ash, CP, man. Bittersweet day today, you know.
Yeah.
I just want to reflect on, you know, DMX and, you know, how I want to thank him for the music that he's given to me over the years and that he's motivated me. You know, there's been some dark times in my life, and he's uplifted me, you know? And this team that we saw tonight has been exemplifying that. We have been fighting no matter what. We're not a type of team that's going to have pretty games. You know, we don't have that kind of talent.
Yeah.
But we're still going to try to fight and win, you know? And we saw that today in RJ and OB. And, you know, what did you guys see about OB today, like especially about his recent games? I feel like he's been starting to take ownership of his role on the team and his minutes. I feel like he's been utilizing his ability to rebound, especially this game. He's saved us a bunch of times with his offensive rebounding, especially that there was like a few quick free throws that he caught.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I just want to talk to you guys about that, man, and give us some thoughts about Obi and all that. But yeah, and also I just want to give props to everybody here. Salute to every single fan that's watching right now. We've been here since like the Hornacek era. And you guys have stuck strong with us. The community has grown so much. I want to thank you guys for just, you know, staying here and staying and helping the show grow and, you know, uniting the Knicks community. We have fans of all across the world.
All around the world, bro.
Philippines, Europe, Canada. And this is a way – I mean, I'm in Cali right now, and, you know, every time I watch the show, I don't feel homesick anymore. So I really appreciate y'all for that, man. So,
appreciate it, bro.
Man. Have a good night, y'all. Thanks.
Yeah, definitely appreciate it, man. Definitely appreciate it. And on the Obi point, you know, CK, as we were talking about the point guard rotation and the impact of taking Rose out of that second unit is that you lose your pace. You know, and one of the things that is a trait of the second unit is they push the tempo. And right on cue with the highlights, I just showed a D. Rose threading the needle to Obi in transition. You know, D. Rose gets us out in transition better than anybody on this team, and that lifts Obi's game up. That's what we need. He needs to get out and run. How many times have we seen the first half of the season Obi leaking out and nobody finding him? Especially
nobody.
Burks, especially Rivers, IQ, nobody finding this kid when he's trying to get out into the break and throw it down. And as soon as D-Rose came in, all of that changed. All of that changed. And over the time, I think Obi's gone from, you know, just facilitating and kind of just finding his way. I think he's getting more confident now. 8.6 rebounds tonight. 2 free throw attempts. That's one thing I say is that even though the circumstances aren't perfect for him, he still should be able to put the ball on the floor against certain guys and at least draw contact. At least. So tonight he got 2 more free throw attempts. So you're seeing, you know, incremental improvements by him as the games go on and he's getting a little bit more comfortable. So that's certainly a positive.
Growth. We're seeing growth from our rookie. We're seeing growth. So everything you said. Like I said, I'm just looking for him to consistently improve with the minutes he's given, because just like Elfrid Payton, I feel like his minutes have been guaranteed that he's going to get around that 10-minute mark for sure.
Mm-hmm.
So it's what do you do with those 10 minutes? And like you mentioned, of course, with the add-on from, you know, Derrick Rose and the pace in that second unit, what he's been doing is he's been making himself more available and he's being more aggressive with those minutes, and it's been consistent with that. So I just love seeing it. One thing I was looking at is definitely the free throws, because I feel like that's something he could get. He's great around the rim. So I feel like that's something that down the line, maybe not this year, but down the line, we'll be seeing him do a lot more of, getting to the rim and getting some calls. But I mean, that's not guaranteed, because our boy RJ Barrett having a hard time getting calls himself.
Yeah.
And he'd be in there for sure. But yeah, just the constant improvement and doing something with his time and improving. That's all I'm looking for from Obi Toppin. He's doing
Big
a great job with it.
I agree. I feel like with Obi, you just got to take it as it comes. Just think, again, you know, we've spoken on this a bunch of times. The way that this season kind of happened was just an anomaly, and it definitely hindered his development. It hindered, you know, him being able to kind of get into the swing of what it's like to play in the NBA. And it was unfortunate, but I think, you know, as the season has progressed, you're starting to see signs of life. And, you know, like we said, that's all you can ask for from Obi, because it looked a little rough for a lot of the first part of the season, and you were questioning whether or not it was ever going to happen. But I think, you know, he's starting to feel more comfortable. I think the pace is starting to adhere more to his strengths as a player. And I think also, you know, you underestimate, even as a rookie, the closer you get to playoffs, the more hungry you get for it, right? You can almost taste it. You can smell it, and you want it, and you want it bad. And I think that Obi is getting a whiff of that. I think all the guys on the court or on the team are getting a whiff of that, and they all want to be in the playoffs. And that's why you see them out there, and they fight the way that they do. And I think Obi just wants to be a contributing factor to that. So that's all you can ask for.
Definitely.
And, shout out to Brad Johnson from Australia. He wants me to say good day. Okay, hold on.
Oh, God.
Oh,
God.
Here we go.
Give me a second. Okay. Good day, Brad. Is that good?
Here we go with the Mary Poppins act.
Mary Poppins.
Good day, mate.
That wasn't me.
Good day. Whatever.
Here we go.
And everybody. Good day. What am I doing that again? And everybody asking what jersey I have on. I have on Oak today.
All right. I just love the commitment. That's all we can ask for. I love it.
Salute to everybody in the chat, man. Everybody in Australia, New Zealand, all our family out there. Salute to you guys. Cheers. Well, it's probably about 3 in the afternoon out there.
Minus
so.
Five.
Ooh. You're a tough crowd. This is worse than Showtime at the Apollo. This is worse than Showtime at the Apollo. Everybody, throw your cities in the chat. Where are you checking in from? We just heard from our Australian contingent that Ashley's trying to salute terribly. But, yeah, throw your cities in the chat.
From Australia, and he gave me a 7 out of 10, so everybody else can shut up.
Hey, there you go.
Yeah, throw your cities in the chat. Let us know where you're checking in from. X. Chuck's going to call in and pay tribute to DMX, but real quick, you know, just go around and you know, what did X mean to you guys? We lost a true legend of our culture, a true legend of our time. Unfortunate, you know, very unfortunate from when the news came down last week. And, yeah, DMX, 50 years old, has left us. Ash, I'll go with you. What were your thoughts?
It was definitely heartbreaking. You know, you always hold out hope when you hear that somebody is in the hospital not doing well.
Yeah.
That they'll pull through. And that's why it's so important to not tweet and not retweet things that aren't confirmed.
Yeah, there was fake news going around yesterday. Mm-hmm. It was kind of whack.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I believe in energy. I believe that what you put out into the universe, you know, somehow, some way will come back. And I just don't like putting out that someone's passed before they have actually passed, because I just think that it hurts the family and it hurts, you know, whatever universal pull that you believe in. It just throws unnecessary just darkness out there. But X, man, he, and then there was X was one of the albums my dad has it in his collection. I remember sneaking it out of this like shoebox that he kept his CDs mm-hmm. in. And after track two, I was hooked. I mean, it was the voice. It was the lyrics. And I'm old school in the sense that when I listen to rap music, it's one of the reasons I've never really connected with a lot of rappers from modern times. I love listening to music that makes me feel, that makes me think, that speaks to you know, what I'm going through. And there was always an X song, whether, you know, I was feeling gully or I was feeling sad or I was going through something and I needed, you know, just, you know, that godly flow that he had, that godly connection that he had. He was such a man of faith, even in, you know, his music that was so like Rough Rider. It was just, there was always a touch of God in there, and it just spoke to my soul. And he was always, and he will forever be one of the top 10 on my list. He just put on for the culture of New York, and not only that, but he's a pioneer in hip hop. But going back to New York, he was special to us, and you know, we grew up on him. I grew up on him, and a lot of us did, and he will be greatly, greatly missed.
Yeah,
and
man,
there will never be another. So rest in peace, X.
Absolutely.
We'll miss you, and I hope that you and Aaliyah are going to have a good time up there.
For sure. CK, what about you, man?
Yeah, man, I got to be real. I jumped on the X bandwagon real late. My brother, I got to give him all, you know, credit to him. He was having a rough time today. He was a huge, huge X fan, and he's the one that got me into him because like Ash said, it's just the element to more than just, you know, the energy that he came out with his music. That's the thing that got to me first and foremost with him. I was like, this dude is somebody just gully with it, just crazy with it, just coming out, you know, making you feel a type of way. You're always ready to hoop. We used to run his music all the time when we would go on hoop. But then when you understood the dude, and I think that's when I became more of a fan throughout the year, especially when I got older and understand him more. It's you know, like Ash said, like the dude was a really spiritual guy, and he was really a positive guy, a really bright light for a lot of people. I, you know, one of the things that always come to my mind is like, right when the whole, you know, shutdown was going on with COVID and stuff like that, you know, you were hearing the words from him, the little videos that were coming up from him. And, you know, it's just for people who don't really understand that part of DMX, like it was surprising, but it really wasn't if you knew who he was. And, you know, for us to fast forward to him passing today and seeing all those false reports because people want to be first to these kind of things. And it's just, it was really sad. It was really sad. And I just want to shout out one of my one of my favorite songs by him that I feel like was not one of his bigger hits, but one of my favorite songs by him was definitely Lord Give Me a Sign. I know
that's
it's not.
That's my favorite.
Oh, word? I feel like whenever I say that, people be like, oh, yeah, CK? Oh, cool.
That's
yeah,
one I mean, of it ain't rough, right?
Yes.
Song. And yeah. Fun fact, I used to actually recite. So I pray before I go to bed every night. And when I was younger, when that song was like in its heyday, I used to actually recite a verse from that song as my nightly prayer because I felt such a connection to it. And if you look,
it was real, man.
And if you look at the very end where he's starting to go into a sermon, it just hits your soul. Yeah, like
it's real, bro.
Yeah, no one could deliver a sermon like X, man. Yeah. That was, he was different.
Yeah, he snapped on that one. But yeah, man. Yeah, tough news. Yesterday really made me feel a type of way. I don't like that kind of stuff. I mean, I don't like that. I don't like that people feel the need to turn someone's life. You know, the family has to see this. They're gonna be seeing it enough. You know, I don't know. It just made me feel a type of way yesterday. But
yeah,
we definitely lost a big one today. Rest in power. Can't wait to hear what Chuck's gonna have to say here in a little bit.
Yeah, definitely. And Chuck D's gonna call in shortly. I would say for me, you know, similar to what I said last week, you know, DMX was really, that was really, you know, in my prime of just coming into music and into my own and into the culture. You know, different generations will consider different eras of hip hop the golden age, but for me it was really around that like 97, 98. It was Life After Death, it was Hov in my lifetime, you know, Reasonable Doubt in my lifetime, Wu-Tang Forever, but then it was DMX. You know, DMX's debut album was phenomenal. You know, X came in and blew him away, and that was when Def Jam was just killing it. You know, everything they dropped was just a hit. But you know, when X came onto the scene, every one of his tracks, it just seemed like was a soundtrack to a different memory in your life. You know, whether it was, again, like going out partying or going to a basketball game, football game, or when Tyson came out and fought Francois Botha, or, you know, just different type of things that you remember from your childhood. There's a song by DMX that goes with it. You know what I mean? And again, it wasn't just, you know, the hype music. X had bars, man. He was a master storyteller. You know, I was talking to Chuck earlier, and he'll tell you, I mean, X was a powerful MC in terms of moving the crowd. You know, it wasn't just bars. Like, X was a performer. And
remember that video of him in South Africa? And I believe it was Woodstock?
Woodstock. Yeah. Yeah, that, yeah.
There was mosh pits
crazy
in South Africa.
Crazy. Like, everybody knew every line. Everybody knew every line.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And you know, that was that. And then, you know, if we talk about acting, you know, in Belly, cult classic. You know, him and my guy Ox from Shatters. And, you know, X was just a talented dude. And it was through X that, you know, I came to know the Lox, which is my favorite hip-hop group of all time. So just that whole Rough Rider crew and who he came up with. You know, Dame Dash told some great stories about X and Jay-Z coming up in time. But just overall, you know, just tough to lose him. And, you know, I don't like demonizing people who go down to drug overdoses, for one, because I've lost people, right, you know, that I've come up with to those things. And it doesn't mean that they're a bad person by any means. You know, they've succumbed to something very real and something that I'm fortunate to have, you know, been able to rise above. But some people can't. And some people won't, and X was just one of them. But I've known people that have struggled with that. You know, some not alive and some are. So definitely don't want to demonize those type of people. But you got to see that, as Ash said, you know, he was still a very spiritual person, you know, very much connected in his faith. And so just untimely. But at the same time, I'm happy that we gave him his flowers while he was still here. You know, two big pieces of cultural content, especially during this pandemic, was Versus. You know, the Snoop versus DMX Versus was major. You saw his reactions, and him and Snoop was going back and forth. And you could tell he was genuinely, you know, happy to be there, to be performing again, and just getting those flowers. And then the Drink Champs, you know, Nori and Drink Champs had him on just a few weeks ago. Where he said, you know, listen, if I'm going today, I lived a good life. And so knowing that, you know, you're at peace with it, but still sad, and you wish for the best for his family and those that were closest to him, for sure.
Yeah, and if, you know, if anybody in the chat is going through or has someone in their family who's going through or dealing with addiction, it is nothing to be ashamed of. It is nothing to try to hide from, you know, seek help. Because life, you know, it has a lot of ups and downs, but 50 is way too young to die. Mm-hmm. And there will be a lot of people, whether you are, you know, a rap superstar or just a, you know, regular guy working a 9-to-5, there will be people who miss you, and you don't have to succumb to your addictions. You are stronger than that. And, you know, there is redemption waiting for all of us. And I am heartbroken that we had to lose X to something so senseless as addiction. And it's a real disease. And I just hope that we do better at not villainizing and demonizing people who are dealing with it. And that, you know, that we can go ahead and change that narrative, especially in the Black community, because we've lost too many legends to just unnecessary things that we didn't have to lose them to.
True story.
So again, you will be missed, X. Won't be another one, that's for sure.
And joining us right now, you guys have been in the mosh pit with him every game. He never misses a show. Always in there before the game start. But Chuck D, make no mistake, is a legend among us. That's why I always represent. We always throw the PE in the chat to make sure that we give him his flowers while he's here. We got the rhyme animal Chuck D on the line with us right now. Chuck, how you doing, man?
Yo, man, I was just in the fan seats, that's all. You know, you guys are the superstars, you know. Big ups. CK, welcome back, Ash. Big up to Ash's pops, because these type of games ain't good for us. OGs, like 60 years old, 55, man. Yo, we can't be doing this.
Cardiac Knicks, Chuck. Cardiac Knicks, you know, man. Saying?
Only but so much room in the cardiac area, man.
Facts.
Anyway, yeah, man. Yeah, and I breathed through all the slander tonight. There was heavy slander going into the fourth quarter tonight. Slander in the mosh pit. But the energy of Dark Man X kind of seemed like it seeped through the garden and into the Knicks, and it was kind of maybe ordained. I'm not going to give the J Boogie gospel, because only he can. But tonight it was one of those days. It's one of these weeks, man. And I'm hearing everybody's eulogies. These will happen. These will happen for the next 2 or 3 weeks. You know, I mean, hey, listen, you talk about a dude, man. 50. I usually celebrate when especially Black men get to 50. I call it the 50-yard line, and as a way to go. But that man, he lived 75 years in the 50s. So, and here's the thing about it. Whatever he had in him, he gave it, and we have that because he got it out of him.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't seemed like it wasn't even enough arts for him to get out. He excelled in everything he touched. He has excelled in film. He excelled in the music. And earlier, me and UCP talked about how that man torched that stage like few others. His first big tour, also Jay-Z's first big tour in 98, '99, the Hard Knock Life Tour. I visited him for a couple of days. You know, DMX is going to come up after, you know, Redman, the Method Man, who's also going to set the precedent, ripping it up. And so Jay put a package together, man, which was a traveling rhyme circus that was outstanding, and also brought touring back for the particular time in arenas and stadiums. And they were honing their chops. But DMX, I remember, came out, man, and I was telling you earlier, see, he like, forget platinum or silver chain, whatever the chain at the time. Dude came out in what I thought was a bike chain. Came out in a bike chain around his neck. No shirt and a bucket of water. Not a water bottle. A bucket of water. And maybe I'm hallucinating, but he commits to tear that stage up so much that they had to call the fire department, man. And steel sharpens steel, man. And that's how Jay became. I swearly believe that after that tour, Jay knew what it was to take the road to superstardom. Because let me tell you, man, DMX carnivorous, man. And understand this. When you had Jay and DMX come in to the Def Jam scene, we had a crazy year in 1997 where Pac and Biggie got killed.
Yeah, yeah.
And Def Jam saw the wherewithal to replace these two iconic figures with the same sentiment. I mean, Biggie, all right? Jay comes in, replaces that Brooklyn vibe. Not the same thing, but a similar vibe that people purely missed before they even got Biggie a lot. Jay came in. Pac is a hard dude to come in and fill his shoes because Pac had some tenure. And X, Dark Man X comes in with not just one album, but two albums in 1 year. And that was considered like impossible. So Def Jam, and we left in 1998 and moved on to other pastures, Public Enemy. I was pretty much saying, well, listen, you guys got to feel it's great to have this melodic stuff, club stuff, pop and bottle stuff, but who is going to come with that bite? Who's going to bring that noise? Who's going to come with that ugliness? And sure enough, man, when I saw him that night, I said, Def Jam going to be all right because they got this dude, DMX, who is taking no prisoners and making no mistakes. DMX was also a vet. He started out kind of making records around 91, 92. Mm-hmm. He was with the Rough House family, with Hill and cats like that, and the Food Kings even. But, you know, he went through a couple of deals and found his niche with Def Jam. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the thing about it, it's like he comes out of the idiom of knowing that there's a Big L over here, knowing that there's a Nas over here. Found that void, nailed the void, and took it to another level, spiritual, highly spiritual. Hit the stage. We'll talk about MC Hat. You can't just say, I got studio records. The dude would come out and be better than his records. Mm-hmm. That's the hardest achievement for any MC or rapper or any performer, whether it's Dionne Warwick or Leo or whoever. Mm-hmm. You have to bust your records in the ass. And that's what DMX made. Those great records even seem pale in comparison. Because if you saw those records in the right type of crowd, it is going down. Protect the scoreboard. You know, move everybody under the exercise because the roof is about to come down. And this is why, is like, for example, Public Enemy, the first group that a boxer came out, the champion came out. Mike Tyson came out on Welcome to the Terror Dome. He took no other record until way later on in the game. But he came out on Welcome to the Terror Dome. Later on, Mike Tyson comes out on DMX.
Yeah,
there's Red Man in there. There's KRS in there. But let me tell you, Mike was coming out on something that he figured that was something that's going to match his bite. Box is going to come out on something that's going to be ferocious. I don't know what Floyd and them come out on today. I don't know what NBA players warm up in the locker room with today. But back then, you had to come out with a snarl and ugliness. And that's why the Knicks chose DMX to get that pumped up.
99 Knicks.
How you going to come out with chords and melodic schemes and synthesizers and auto-tune? Nah. You coming out with slap head banging. And DMX was more than music. He was, you know, he got it all out of himself. He made it all work. And, he made it work worldwide. He took it to the stage, took no prisoners. He spit hard as hell. He was spiritual. He'll reach in the crowd. And there's one thing, the goal of when you on that stage, the one goal is to reach in that crowd and grab their soul. And that's what he did. All the way up to like 2 weeks ago. And I got to give credit to that capture. Yes, I'm bent out of shape. No, I'm not sad. I get angry when I hear things like this. You know, pray for my anger. But at the same time, you know, I'm like Jay said it best, you know, don't hate the player, hate the game. I don't look at anybody that shines up the drug industry. I don't look at anybody that shines up gangs or the criminal element. We know that's a reality. But when you shine it up and try to make it glamorous, that's another thing. And he didn't shine it up. He said, yo, man, this is, you know, dark and hell is hot, man.
Yeah, it's very transparent.
And it's ugly. You know what I'm saying? It's ugly. And it's not the way to go. And he scared a lot of people from going in those directions, too. He scared cats. It's like, yo, man, I don't want to go where he's at. And he's telling us not to come here. So you got to give that credit. So when trash papers like the Post comes out, and out of all the things to say, the New York Post is going to talk about the cribs that he lost.
Yeah, the fouses that he lost. That was whack.
WTF, man, for real. So, but we know that's out there.
Yeah, know the game already, man.
Yeah, so Yeah, so, and I told you earlier, I'm a little bent up, especially, because, I think somewhere in my voicemails, which I don't check since my father passed some years ago, there might be, D left a message for me to get involved on his last record. Somehow it got lost in the translation, so I'm bent up about that. I'm not going to check him because there's like 18,000 voicemails in there.
Yeah.
But that was my reason. So, you could be bent up about a lost opportunity where it was just about being, I'm like the uncle to these cats, man.
Yeah.
So when they call me, I'm there, man. And when I miss the call, I'm a little bent. So that's it.
Well, a lot of people don't know that, all the artists that you really took under your wing, Chuck, including Tupac, including DMX. So, that was major, man. Very, very unfortunate.
Queen Latifah. My thing is like, don't keep them in a cage. Give them wings and let them fly as high as they can, man.
Yeah.
And don't do things like Secret. This is what you're supposed to do. They come through. It's just like in ball, man. They come through. You coach them. You let them go. You let them do their thing, man. And then you take to the fan seats. I'm in the fan seats, and I love it. That's why I love what you guys are doing, what all the other Nick blogs are doing, and seriously, that the media has to take note. Max is taking note, UCP. knowing that you just can't just throw garbage out there and expect us to catch it. Nick Nation is strong.
Smarter than
Big up to everybody out there, everybody out there that I go with. And I'm always in the pit, so I don't want to just hog up any time, man. You catch me in the chats, man, and I watch y'all on the tube, and it's nothing better on TV. I know we're talking playoffs. I know we're talking play-ins, but this is play now. This is now. Every game's a playoff, man.
That's facts,
and there's nothing better, man. I'm a Nick fan since 1967. 67, I was 7. So when a cat comes and says, well, what did you know at 7? I said, 7, I took in a lot. Later on, I called Dave the Butcher. But you know what I'm saying? I used to think Willis Reed's name was Rebound Reed, And I remember Clyde coming in and not having it together and all of a sudden becoming a superstar through a trade.
Mm-hmm.
I go back like 8 tracks, Cardiac and Similac, yo. I'm just saying, this is good. I'm enjoying every single moment of it. Yes, it's killing me, but that's the nature of being a real fan, man. You just don't jump around, man. I'm not of the generation where we jump around just because there's a popularity contest. You can't purchase the soul of a champion. The teams that buy their championships, that champagne tastes like club soda, man. I'm telling you. That's why I say club soda. It's club soda, man. It ain't champagne. When we get one, I don't drink, but you could name the 5 top drinks, and that's what it's going to taste like.
Yeah.
If the Nets win, man, it's like it's going to taste like club soda or mustard town. What's the thing on Sanford and Son, man? Ripple or something like that. I don't know.
That's a special
time, a special occasion, and I think that Dark Man X soul was in the perimeter of the New York City metropolitan area. And that rubbed off on our Knickerbockers. How about that?
Absolutely, right. Man. When they came back and fought, New York grit was on display, Chuck, 133-129 in overtime. Chuck, thanks so much, man. Always appreciate the wisdom, the guidance, and all your stories, man. I appreciate
I'm going to be in the pit swashbuckling the slander, man.
you and Ari, man. You go back and squabble it up with Ari in the chat, man.
Mateen was there. He was riding and going in the fourth quarter. Mateen was killing us. I don't want to count out. I don't want to call out 12 people out there. But, I'm going to be down there swashbuckling the mosh. So I catch you all. Love to everybody. Nick Nation. That's how you got to do in New York. You got to tough it up, be tough, rock that jaw. And let's keep playing. This is the playoffs, y'all.
Let's keep
having the ball and go at it. And not get up so much when we lost, but this has been a tough week, yo.
Yeah.
This has been a 2 week time where, yo, man, really, man? Yo, yo, Ashley, tell your pops, me and your pops can't take too much more than this audience, man.
Can't take too much more, man. Can't take too much more, man. Thanks again, yo. Chuck. Have a good weekend, man. Good to hear from you.
Appreciate you, man. All right, now. Peace, yo.
All right. That was Chuck D. Yes, Dust taking the chat. Is that the real Chuck D from Public Enemy? Yes, that is the real Chuck D from Public Enemy. Number one fan of the show. He's always in the chat, chatting with the people, man. We call the chat the Mosh Pit. Chuck is in here before the show starts. He's in here during the game, chatting it up with the pregame crew. We got a pregame crew in here that's always in here early, you know, talking it up. So as we say, man, always appreciate Chuck supporting us. And being a champion of the movement and always paying, you know, great tributes to the greats that we lost. You know, Chuck's first show on Knicks Fan TV was when Kobe passed. And came in and gave us a great tribute on Kobe as they did meet and told some great stories on Kobe and obviously DMX, you know, label mate and just knowing DMX through the game. So definitely appreciate Chuck D sharing some great words. Great words, man. Absolutely. So to everybody in the chat, once again, throw some fives in the chat. You know, that was definitely a five-star call. Let's definitely throw some fives in the chat. And how many likes did we get to tonight?
We're at 1.1, but 1.1? I feel generous.
You feeling generous, Ash? All right.
We won an overtime. We're celebrating X.
Let's do it. Dave, cool. Did you throw a form in the chat as yet? Well, let me know that. And in the meantime, I'm going to go to Bryce from New York. Talk more on the game. Bryce, how you doing, bro?
Yo, what's up?
How you doing, bro?
So, I'm doing all right. What's up, CP? What's up, CK? And the NCK and the crew. And what's up, Ash? But basically, bro, it's like, I don't want to be like, I love Obi, bro, but like, it's, right now it's just seeming like he just got shoulders and no arms, bro. Because I remember I was watching one of the past games and he struggled to back down the shooting guard. I think he was struggling to back down the shooting guard. I just think he needs to hit the gym and this next off, not like on some Giannis stuff. Because Giannis, you know, was seeing these guys weight up, he started going crazy. So I think he could do the same thing. And I just want to say, Anthony Edwards, where you at? RJ Barrett heard this talk. He heard you talking, and now he put up. He put up exactly what he said he was going to do. He was like, I'm not even worried about that. I can't wait to face the Timberwolves again.
Next year.
Next year.
Watch him up.
Lock him down.
Yeah.
I hope Anthony Edwards is paying attention. That's all I got to say.
Absolutely, man. Appreciate the call, bro. Definitely appreciate it, Bryce.
Yeah. RPDM.
Oh, he did say RIP DMX. We got you, bro. Thank you, man.
First, Obi's a penguin. Now he has shoulders and no arms. What did he do? What is he, Mr. Potato Head? What are y'all doing to him? What is wrong with you guys? Y'all got to leave Obi alone. Stop trying to turn him into Mr.
He's still
Potato.
He's still playing well. He's still playing better. He's not going to be a post presence, at least for right now.
Not right now. We don't know. Right?
Yeah, he certainly wasn't that way in college. So, not sure if that's going to translate very well at the pros. But there's still other aspects of his game that where he can make an impact. And I think we're starting to do that. Okay, so the form is in the chat. So, make sure you guys fill that out because we're going to get to it very fast and do the giveaway. So, make sure you guys are filling that out. TM, somebody also in the chat, I think Brian in the chat had asked for the Discord link. So make sure you guys are joining the Discord chat. I think we've reached about 500 strong there. And the Discord group, that's like a 24/7 Knicks conversation. But we got side channels as well, talking gaming, movies, betting, you know, anything that you're interested in. There's a side channel on the Discord group. So definitely make sure you guys are joining that. And that's also a way to stay on top of all of our content as well so that you don't miss it. So definitely appreciate it.
Look what you did, Ashley.
Now they're putting.
I know you just thought you did that. You did that. Ain't nobody said Mr. Potato. Hey, you came in and brought that, and they're running with it now. You did that.
I'm thinking shoulders, no arms. And now they're calling him Obi Potato Head, and they're putting the potato
my
and
man,
the penguin
my man
emoji
gets no
in
love.
The chat.
No love for the people, man.
No potatoes coming from me.
Let me read while the people are filling out the form. Let me get some of the super chats that we missed because we did get a couple super chats in here. First off, salute to O sends a $50 super chat. He says, I was at the game tonight. MSG was upside down. RJ Barrett is an ice cold assassin. OB needs more plays made for him. Such a spark. Nearly fell off the balcony with that putback. Release Peyton to the shadow realm. Rest easy X. Love y'all. Hashtag Knicks tape. Salute to O. Definitely appreciate that love. O sends us $50 super chat. Definitely shout out to O, man. Definitely shout out to O. Much appreciated. All right, let's read some more. And to the people, like I said, to the people that send the super chats, we try to read them as they come, but a lot come in. You know, that's a gift and the curse of the show. A lot come in, but we just got to kind of space it out how we read them so that we also maintain some flow to the show. So apologies if we didn't get to yours, but we are going to get to all of them before the end of the show. So shout out to, let me pull the super chats up.
Stop putting the potatoes in the chat. They're calling them the Ida Obi potato.
Man. Oh, slanders. No. Slanders in the chat, man.
Out of control.
Slanders.
Not the Ida Obi potato.
Salute to Old Dog. We got like 15 minutes. I got to run this before because we won't be able to run the replay if we get over 2 hours. So we got to run this. So to Old Dog, he says, Chuck D, the first 10-star call. Paul Robinson, appreciate it. Says, KD left the Warriors because the champagne tastes like club soda. Ayo Pal says, you can't purchase the soul of a champion. Hashtag Chuck D. Maxwell Walter says, yo, Chuck D, speaking on X with the Mets cap sitting on the screen, buying that same hat as we speak. Shout out to y'all for keeping this real. Hashtag free Cav, hashtag free Bench Payton, hashtag Broadway Barrett. Pow again says, classic movies to watch, Romeo Must Die. That was a sleeper. Cradle to the Grave. How about Exit Wounds?
I didn't see Exit Wounds.
Yeah, Exit Wounds was a good one. You had Belly.
Of course, Belly.
Yeah. DMX made me think I can run up a wall, do backflips with my butters on. Shout out. Hey, yo, pal. Oh, appreciate it. Chubby Don says, CK crew, we out here. Hashtag Queens, get the money. Angel Berrio says, can't pay Ari any buying in this same guy that still wants to tank and trade our best players. And to you guys, what's your favorite DMX song? And give me the hat. I'll give you all the likes. Favorite X track? Man. It's a lot. The intro track to His Dark and Hell Is Hot is still my joint, man. The intro track to Flesh of My Flesh. The Stories of Damien was my joint. Yeah. Slipping.
Oh, yeah.
You know, stop being greedy. Get At Me, Dog. I mean, I can keep going on and on. Get At Me, Dog, with Sheik. With Sheik on the chorus, like. I could go on and on, man. I got a ton, man. But definitely the intro track. I think the intro track might be my favorite.
Yeah,
man.
Solid.
Yeah.
Mine's probably Lord Give Me a Sign, What's My Name, X Gonna Give It to You.
Rough Riders Anthem.
George, I'm going to say, cannot leave out Rough. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. His verse on 4-3-2-1.
Slippin' is a great one.
Yeah, Slippin' was really good.
And Back Home in One Piece, the collab with Aaliyah is definitely in my top five DMX songs.
That's a slip song, too.
He did a lot of good joints for the ladies, man. X was definitely in his ladies' bag, for sure. He had a lot of good ones, man.
He had something for everybody, man.
Yeah.
Something for everybody and everything,
too many
man.
To name, like CFA in the chat said. Ad J says, Exit Wounds was a classic. Yeah, man, you know, there was some good ones. There was some definitely some good ones. Which one was the one with Jet Li? Was it Cradle to the Grave or Exit Wounds? And Aaliyah. Which one was that?
Romeo Must Die.
Yeah, yes, I was going to say. I was like, no. Yes.
I was way off. It was Romeo Must Die. Yeah, definitely. John Michael Prego says, shout out Ash C, PCK, salute to y'all, best W of the season, Tip Fan TV, Ruthless, Ashley's Pops is in the room, Dylan Brooks out here looking like Prince. Speaking of Dylan Alex says, since Ash trying to slide some Cowboys nonsense, last time y'all won a Super Bowl, last year's draft prospects weren't even born. Enjoy Kenny G twice a year, a.k.a. Kenny Galladay. So Somebody in the chat also said to D-Lo's comment, he said, drown, Eagles, drown.
I respect that.
I like that. I like that.
And we're back.
Yeah. My guy Hoodies Vintage says, RJ Clutch quickly hitting a bounce back. Obi making progress. Great win at the Garden was rocking. Just sit number six with Theo, and we are war ready. Hashtag free Frank and Knox still. Yeah, man. Is there opportunity to get Knox in there? Is there an opportunity? Let's see. We'll see. Jason Jameson says D. Rose was playing over 30 minutes a night when he started. Knicks went 3-0. Then COVID hit. He can play the minutes. Wind and rhythm is coming. He's a dog. Paul Robinson says, not about the minutes, it's about the lineups. Peyton can play heavy minutes off the bench. He just doesn't fit with the starters more than IQ. Yeah, but CK says, I don't want to see him coming off the bench either. Dylan Alex says, Alex Caruso's ball spot makes him aerodynamic. I think he's talking about the Manscaped spot, but I'm going to leave that there and say pause. UK John Wall says, not only a Knicks fan, not the only Knicks fan in Louisville, RJ has arrived. So we got two Knicks fans.
Ooh, two of them.
Yeah, this guy's name is UK John WA11. No doubt. Mr. Durante says, we won because I'm always at work during the game. Hashtag, that's not me on the account. What else we got? I read Zachary's, Ty Thomas I read, Steven I read, Angel I read.
Gotta where'd be all our likes go?
Yeah, I noticed that too.
I don't know, man. This thing has been kind of glitching out. I'm not sure. Gotta be legend. It's from Costa Rica, Ash. He says, this is for the Pura Vida, my.
Pura Vida.
He says a Costa Rican cologne, 1,000 Costa Rican colognes. Appreciate you, bro. I read Tom. I read Dal Sim. Appreciate Dal Sim. He's a frontline COVID worker, so appreciate you and all your work, definitely. I don't think I said that earlier, so definitely appreciate that. Okay. All right. Gotcha. Open says, let's keep seeing those elf minutes dwindle. Smash those thumbs up. Emil Beaumont-Sour says, I turned the game off 6 minutes with 6 minutes to go. Six down with a minute to go. I can't believe we won. Gotta go watch the replay of the fourth and OT. Let's go. Ted Scoops, appreciate it. Rare Edition says, great W. Knicks finally beat a team over 500 since February. Every game down this stretch counts. Grown Timber says, welcome back, Ashley. I've been real critical of Obi, but lately he's been pretty solid. Gotta give him props.
You said who?
Grown Timber. No, that's Young Simba. That's Young Simba. That's Young Simba. Yeah, that's Young Simba. But yeah, appreciate Grown Simba anyway. Cynthia Wolf says,
yeah, right. I was going to say, no, that's not even the right Simba.
Everybody gets Simba love.
Cynthia Wolf says, great win, but I want to know why Tibbs doesn't use the 10-day centers. I know one of them is in street clothes with Play Pell. I think he's only going to keep it to Taj and Noel for now. Chuck D. Rhyme Animal says, ignore the playoffs talk. Ignore play-ins talk. Talk play now. This is the playoffs for us. Every game, Nation 72 without a middle. Every game is an OG boxing 15-round match. Energy up like Darkman X, RIP. Paul Robinson again says, see what happens when IQ runs with the starters. I emoji. Stanley Carnard says, put some respect on RJ name. Dude is taking names. Sky's the limit for 9 guy. Take away Peyton's MSG pass. Make him use a Spike Lee entrance. Fritz Elliott says, big win. Salute to KFTV. Love the show. Kenny Gale, Tibbs made adjustments. Finally, he finally let the bench rock. Happy feet looking better. And RJ put some respect on his name. Hashtag RIP DMX. Ryan Hansley says, on a day that started off crazy, we lost one of the best MCs to ever move the crowd. RJ Barrett lifts our spirits by letting ESPN and the haters know. But put some respect on his name. Hashtag 9God. Hashtag RIP DMX. Maurice Baker says, I only watched the second half, but Tibbs' rotations were on point at the end. Jimmy Snyder says, we were 0-2 when Ashley was gone. She comes back and we win again. No more vacations till the off season. Yeah. Peyton is trash. 19 more until he's out of here.
Always got to throw it in.
Yeah, Venom. Steve Guillaume says, clutch. W, shout out RJ 9God, IQ Randall, Berkshire drinking tonight. Also, welcome back, Ash. Steve Verner, Randall almost gave it away with the up and under force-up shot. But Barrett came through in the clutch. Bench scored 72 points. Yeah, that was big. Bench scored 72 points. Rose gets a shout-out, too. Young Kobe, shout out to Memphis Grizzlies for missing all the free throws. That was big. That was big. All right, let's get to this giveaway and wrap the show. CFA618 gets in the super chat. Says Dark Man X has to be top five hip hop solo artists of New York. R.I.P. DMX. Appreciate you, bro. All right. While I get this list ready, CK, go ahead and sign out. We're gonna get the giveaway ready, but CK, go ahead.
For sure. Yeah, I'm gonna keep it short. Knicks win tonight. Big win. Like Chuck says, been a long, long week and some change. But most importantly, RIP to the real one, RIP to X. But you know where to find me everywhere. CK2K over on Twitter, over here on YouTube, wherever it is. Look up CK2K. I'm there. Appreciate y'all, man. On to the next one.
All right. Good stuff as usual. And Ashley.
As always, you guys can follow me on Instagram and Twitter at Ash Nicole Moss. I'm going to keep it short and sweet as well. Proud of the guys for the win they pulled out tonight, the New York Ritz. And rest in peace to the legend, the icon, the pioneer, DMX. We will miss you, gone, but never forgotten. One time.
We will see you Sunday. Knicks versus, we got Sunday. Raptors. Knicks versus Raptors at MSG. Let's get this W. Salute to everybody in the chat once again. Let's get those likes up on our way out. Very much appreciate it. 133 to 129. Knicks get the W. A great effort by RJ. Triple-double by Julius. Can't lose. And a good win overall. Resilient win by the Orange and Blue. No doubt about it. Remember, these shows are available in audio podcast format. So if you miss it on video, you can always catch it at any time. So all the major podcast platforms, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Amazon Alexa, Stitcher, all that good stuff. And remember the show's also available, also presented by Manscaped. Go to manscaped.com, enter promo code Knicks for 20% off plus free shipping. All right, we out of here, people. See you guys Sunday night. Knicks versus Raptors. Let's get this win. Great show as usual.